Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for your time. Hard to believe that a statistic like one in two Australians are losing sleep over stress. I guess considering we've had COVID lockdowns, we've had the cost of living go up, a lot of people are stressing out. Is this what causing people to lose sleep?
Well, that's what our survey shows. We took this survey earlier this year, and it was in over 2,000 Australians 18 and over, and it really does show that losing sleep seems to primarily be due to stress in half these Australians.
So how can we prevent stress?
Well,
I know it's a loaded question, but how do we sort of sit there and say, is there any techniques or anything that we could do to give ourselves a good night's sleep?
Yes, certainly. I mean, if we think about what is causing our lack of sleep during the day, there are some things that we can do. So kind of our day-night cycle is pretty much set by our brain and our body and what we do during the day. So getting light and getting outside during the day helps. Taking time, focusing on our breath when we do get too stressed so that we can reduce those periods of anxiety. But even simple things like not having caffeine after midday. I mean, it has a 6-hour half-life and a 12-hour quarter life.
Wow.
No one needs to be waking up in the middle of the night to a quarter shot of coffee. So just doing things like that during the day and making sure we have our meals at regular times and stop the blue light. They're the simple answers.
Yep.
Don't know if they're always achievable.
One thing that I do to try and give myself a good night's sleep. Now, Tammy, I'm not the best at of a good night's sleep. But being in breakfast radio, you get up at about 3:30. But when I go to sleep, I write things down that I'm going to do the next day because sometimes I might wake up and go, oh, I've got to do that or I've got to do this. I write them down. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I think what that does is reduces the level of anxiety that people might feel about what's coming up the next day. Certainly, it sounds like it's working for you. You're getting a decent night's sleep.
Sometimes, only sometimes. So what about diet as well? Obviously, a lot of people, you mentioned there about coffee and not having one after 12 o'clock. I nearly just fell off my chair when you said that. But diet obviously help out?
Oh, absolutely. Look, that day-night cycle, that circadian pattern I was talking about, that's set by the light in the morning and why we want to shut off our computers a couple of hours before we go to sleep at night. That's also entrained by what we eat and when we eat. So our body's set up to do certain things at certain times. Clearing out the brain from the day happens early in our sleep and our, you know, liver digests things. So if we kind of eat to a pattern, eat around the same times each day and maybe have a little bit of carbohydrates in the evening. I know they're pretty maligned by people sometimes. People all on these low-carb diets, but they help us, and particular foods that contain something called, that are converted to tryptophan. So chicken and some soy products, some walnuts, some things that are going to help us get to sleep are pretty good.
Tammy Splitter joins us this morning, clinical nutritionist with the Brannions Medical Centre. We're talking about the fact that one in two Australians are losing sleep over stress. Now, obviously, with stress, you know, becomes other health issues, potentially. I mean, we've mentioned there on how to, you know, try and get rid of it as much as we can, but we've also got to look at our weight situation potentially as well, because it can bring on other conditions.
That's absolutely true. So poor sleep really does affect our whole health. And when you disrupt that day-night cycle and you get very poor sleep, you can have metabolic changes so that you have increased risk for cardiovascular disease. And when you're not sleeping well, you tend to increase a thing called cortisol and adrenaline, and those help us stay alert. But at the same time, when they're chronically raised, we tend to put on weight as well. And so you're at risk for obesity and then diabetes and the problems that come with that. But more importantly, lack of sleep tends to lead to anxiety and mood disorder problems, because over time that builds up and you get that common sense of like feeling of irritability. But that, for some people, that can compound over the long term and they become more anxious.
And finally, Tammy, what is considered a good night's sleep? Is it obviously when you put your head on the pillow and you wake up the next day, or, you know, is it maybe a 5-minute wake up in the middle of the night? What is classed as a good night's sleep, and how can we do it?
So a good night's sleep is between 7 and 9 hours, depending on your individual body.
Yep.
And it's okay to wake up a little bit in the night, but we want to go back to sleep quite well. So sleep duration counts. So how much did I get in this 24 hours? How deep was that sleep? Was I able to go to bed before 1 a.m., so somewhere between 9:30 and 1 a.m., and get good deep sleep? Because that's where our body really restores itself and repairs things. And then do I wake up at this, around the same time every day feeling relatively alert?
So there's some advice there. And I must say one thing that I tend to do quite a lot of is listen to radio on my phone or a podcast or something like that. So try and put that aside as well, because sometimes that can wake me up and break my sleep. Tammy, really do appreciate your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. That is Tammy Spiller there, the clinical nutritionist with the Brainions Medical Centre, giving us some great advice. It's 1332 4BU. Good morning.